You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, or of course you may be listening to us on any of the stations which syndicate us across Canada. A huge, genuine thank you to all those stations. Also for all those who might be listening on the iHeartRadio app. We just came back from a set there of what we described as hypnagogic pop, the feeling of that sort of listlessness right before you fall asleep. And Dave, you had a really great description for this music, almost like when it's too hot in summer and time seems to slow, it's almost like you're seeing like the heat radiate or waver just off the cement.
Just like that moment when it's like, it's really hot, really hazy. The weather is a bit off, you know, and it's just, everything seems super slow.
Like the world's like hyper-saturated with light almost.
Kinda.
Yeah, you said it's so bright it's almost dull, and I actually really like that description because that's what it reminds me of a bit. And yeah, that's kind of what people refer to when they talk about hypnagogic pop. You know,
you make feel it.
Yeah, make what you will of it, but I think it is music that, not to sound like a jerk, but it's got a vibe.
Vibing.
Definitely vibing. Vibing all the way back to 2011 with that one, a very early release from U.S. Girls from their horribly titled U.S. Girls on Crack album. We heard Piatone. Before that, we heard from Dirty Beaches from their 2010 record Badlands with the song True Blue. Before that, we heard from Cindy Lee's latest release, a magnificent double album titled Diamond Jubilee with the song Wild Rose. And we started off with brand new music from Jessica Pratt.
Yeah, we heard the song Life Is from their latest Here in the Pitch. And coming up next, we're going to switch to a little bit more synthy sounds. Starting off with a band that's based in L.A., but the main songwriter is originally from Vancouver. A band called The Sweet Kill, who we've played before. Their album Nowhere is out now, and we're going to hear their latest single called Forbidden. We're also going to hear music from Olinda, who's put out several singles since last year, but I don't believe anything this year yet. We're going to hear a song called Reverie, which was a single they put out in 2023, and a digital single, we should say. They're going to be playing a show coming up on May 12th here in Windsor at Meteor. And they're going to be playing with a band from Detroit and also a band from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, you said Johnny Dynamite.
Johnny Dynamite, and who's really kind of catching on in the underground in the New York area. And very 80s, very synthy. So if you like that stuff, that's going to be a show you're going to want to check out next weekend on the Sunday. So yeah. Check that out. And we're also going to hear brand new music from Spectre's latest. We've heard a couple tracks from this album already called Presence. We're going to hear another from it called Chain Reaction. So let's get started. We're going to hear the song Forbidden from The Sweet Kill here on Revolution Rock to start off this next set.
Forbidden. Forbidden.
Well, that's it. This has been Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave with you for your Saturday night. As always, advising you to stay tuned to CJM throughout your Saturday evening. Mark Casabon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies program up at 9 o'clock. Now, we're going to call back what we heard before we get to our final song, but we heard the latest release from Spectres. It's called Presence, and we heard the track Chain Reaction from that release.
Yeah, and that one we were talking about is a little more 80s rock.
It's got a pep in its step.
A little more 80s rock, maybe like The Cult. Mm-hmm. And they have some that are just really like moody, synthy ones, and that's it. So it's kind of
a bit of an outlier on the record. But yeah, very interesting stuff from Spectres regardless. Prior to that, a band that hails from Fair Windsor, Ontario, Olinda.
Olinda, great band. I was going to swear, but I'm glad I didn't.
Great
effing band.
Great catching band.
And that's from their 2023 single, the A-side, Reverie. They're playing Sunday, May 12th at the Meteor here in Windsor with Johnny Dynamite from New York. And
it sounds like he's going to sell you some insurance. I'm Johnny Dynamite from New York.
Buy the insurance.
Buy this clock into my trench coat.
And then we
that was a horrible New York accent. Anyone from New York, I'm so sorry.
It was quite offensive.
Please don't kill me.
And I'm from Canada. Before that, we started off with music from The Sweet Kill from their very 80s synthy album. Maybe throw a bit of goth in there, too. We heard something from Nowhere called Forbidden to start off that set. And then coming up next after this show is the Cowboys and Indies radio program with Mark Casabon. We should also mention next week we're going to have a extended 16-hour episode of the show.
Is that the big announcement?
That's the big announcement.
You're such a kidder.
Nah, actually, no. It's going to be regular time.
But it's going to be fun, so stay tuned.
It won't be a long show, I promise.
So Only 2 wonderful hours. I know you're thirsting for more, but you know.
How many minutes is that, though?
I know, but I'm not going to say. So, everyone listening, we're going to let you know the last song that you're going to hear on this edition of Rev Rock is Sun Glaciers. We're going to hear something from their latest release, Regular Nature, a track called One Time or Another. And yeah, that's how we're going to end off this edition. As Dave did allude to, but was joking about, we are going to be back next week. So tune in, same time and frequency, for more great rock and roll here on Revolution Rock. And Dave, if people want to check us out online, what website should they go to?
You can head over to either revrock.blogspot.com or cgm.ca for the full archive listings.
static life before me. Swear.